This is program number LW2250. Well, if you're old, mentally ill, handicapped, or otherwise imperfect, your life is in danger. Hi, this is Larry West. Governor Richard Lamb of Colorado shocked the nation in March 1984 when he told a group of health lawyers that elderly, sick people have, and these are his words, a duty to die and get out of the way and let the other society, our kids, build a reasonable life. You know, what Lamb said really reflects the general attitude of people about 40 years ago in Nazi Germany. All you had to do is just glimpse at the past, and what you'll see there, quite frankly, is what some are promoting today, the so-called, and this is a quote, inducement of painless death as a relief from suffering. When Hitler issued his direct order for euthanasia back in 1939, all state institutions were required to report on patients who had been ill for at least 5 years or who were then unable to work. Should these patients be killed? That was the question. And the answer rested entirely on the basis of a brief questionnaire. The authorities who pronounced their death sentences were professors of psychiatry at major universities in Germany, and they never saw the individuals themselves. The first to be killed were the aged, the infirm, the senile, the mentally retarded, and the defective children. Eventually, as World War II approached, the doomed undesirables included the epileptics, World War I amputees, children with badly mottled ears, and even bedwetters. You know how it all started in Germany? It started with the very thing that has started today in our own country. Convincing many that there is such a thing as life not worthy to be lived. And that is exactly what is being accepted among us today in the abortion, infanticide, and euthanasia movements. It all got a big boost in 1973, more than a decade ago now, when the Supreme Court of our land signed what could become the death warrant for every unwanted human being. I emphasize every. In its decision on abortion, the court stated, and this is a quote, only viable human beings who have the capability for meaningful life may, but need not, be protected by the state. Now the question is, who is viable? And who makes that decision? Already handicapped newborns are the largest group of patients feeling the brunt of it. Surveys 5 years ago showed that about half the physicians that were contacted believed it was quite all right not to perform corrective surgery on an infant with Down's syndrome. Half. They would also deny food to those retarded children, allowing them to starve to death. Could such a thing happen? It did. In 1982, the baby Doe case in Bloomington, Indiana, was nothing more than death control. All the baby needed was a routine surgical procedure to unblock his esophagus and allow him to eat, but the judge let baby Doe starve and die, and that was despite the fact that adoptive parents came forward wanting to adopt him. He had already someone there begging for his life, begging to give him a place to live. But even the Indiana Supreme Court sanctioned the doctor's decision. The next candidates for extermination are the elderly. When the Supreme Court stated, and I quote it again, that only viable human beings who have the capability for meaningful life may be protected by the state, then what limits the death penalty for only the unborn babies? One day the cry will go up, Grandma is no longer viable. I mean, if Grandma can't take care of herself and she's not wanted because the grandchildren have certain rights over their own lives, then what is to prevent Grandma from being legally terminated? Let me tell you something, Mom, Dad. One of these days, you're going to be Grandma and Grandpa. This abortion mentality that we've allowed our children to develop demands we must ask, what will prevent it from one day knocking on our door? Already, England's Nobel Prize-winning biologist, Dr. Francis Crick, has advocated compulsory death for all at age 80 as a part of a, and these are his words, new ethical system based on modern science. Right now, doctors in the United States are debating whether it is better to starve undesirables to death or to administer fatal injections. Folks, this stuff has to be told. Six things God hates. One of them is hands that shed innocent blood. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.